The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Oh my God, I'm taking suicide with that shit too. I'm taking suicide on both. Imagine surviving that. All this, I don't understand it because life is not that great. Why am I...
Welcome back to the Friends Are Benefits podcast.
Episode 9.
As you can see, today is a Halloween episode.
Today is a special Halloween episode.
A special episode indeed. Yeah.
So we're going to be doing everything Halloween.
Hell yeah.
If you guys are listening to our audio, then go watch the video because Omar is dressed as...
I'm dressed as a sexy spy.
You have to put sexy in there, huh?
I just had to.
And I'm Jennifer's body, obviously. Mm-hmm.
No, you were killing it right now, man.
Yeah.
Like, the outfit is, yeah, it's next level.
It's next level.
I think we're going to get a lot of viewers just because of your outfit.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to act like her too.
If we take a look at the analytics later and then we see, wow, like the views are blowing up, just know it's all because of you.
The fuck? I have blood all over me. Is this what you guys are into?
You know, Jennifer's body's hot, man. You can't...
You can't
imitate her without looking hot. You know what I mean? Just put on like an outfit that looks like Jennifer's body and immediately you're going to become hot. So we're going to get a lot of viewers on this one.
I mean,
she
is one of the hottest women on this earth right now.
I mean, girls idolize her.
No, she's hot.
She is hot.
She's fucking hot. Did you hear what her and her boyfriend does?
No, what?
They drink each other's blood.
As a joke though, right?
No, like they do that like a ceremony type of thing. I think it was like, did she say every month?
No way in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, they do that.
Are you serious?
That ass. Her and a man's.
See, I didn't know that.
Be drinking each other's blood.
I'm not a part of that kinky shit, man.
a little vampy situation going on.
Yo, no matter how kinky I get, I don't think I would ever become that
No,
kinky.
I don't think it's even like sexual.
That's on a whole
I thought
different
she
level.
Said like... I don't know. I don't know why they did that. But she was talking about it, why she does it and everything.
That
like
is some
that.
Weird ass shit.
She's hot though. So she can get away with it.
She hot still because that movie came out a long ass time ago.
Jennifer's body?
Yeah.
I mean,
what's her
yeah,
name?
Yeah, she's
again?
Like 30 now.
30.
Yeah.
She has to be 30, like in her late 30s. Something like that. I'm just skeptical as in, like, does she look as hot as she used to look like 10 years ago?
She does.
I mean, she, yeah.
I swear to God, she does.
She has to look hot, but man, the way she used to look back then, oof, that was elite. Like I
no,
remember
she
watching
still looks
her.
Like
I
that.
Remember watching her shit, like when I was like, must have been like 13, 14, because it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And getting a freaking boner, man.
A boner? Wait, what movie was this?
Jennifer's body.
Jennifer's body gave you boner.
Jennifer's body, fam. Even though she was literally
killing
men.
Eating men.
And I was like, ooh.
The fuck? You're like, I'm trying to get AIDS.
Hey, ever since young, I knew, man. I just knew what. I just knew what I wanted.
Getting AIDS. Is that what you want?
That
doesn't make any sense.
Hell
but
yeah.
She's hot, so
she is
I'll
hot.
Let her. I'll take a little sip. Yeah, a couple of sippy sip.
She's different hair. You know somebody else that I also used to admire?
Who?
Somebody else that was... She I could say she was a sex icon in her time, and pretty sure she still is. Lara Croft, the Tomb Raider. What's the name of her again? I really forgot her name. Oh my God. I can't even start describing like how beautiful she is.
Tomb Raider.
She's beautiful, cute, hot. All in one face. I didn't even know that was possible. Yeah.
You know, I was actually thinking of doing her costume too.
What's her name?
I don't fucking know. You mean, oh my God. I was literally just Googling her.
Who did you Google?
Her.
Tomb Raider. Yeah. What's her name? She's very famous. I forgot
J-Lo.
What her name is.
No, what it's not the J-Lo, fuck am I saying?
What are you saying?
Shut up. Hold up.
How can I forget her name, fam? She's on the news all the time. Angelina Jolie. Yo, she's
a hottie.
Hair, fam.
She's a fucking hottie. You know, I literally, like, I was like contemplating if I'm gonna do
the Tomb
Angelina
Raider.
Jolie.
Oh, yo. Yeah. Yo, that
if I was
been
gonna do her.
Sick.
If I was gonna do her or Jennifer's
that
body.
Would have been sick. Like if you did her and then you went all the way out, you put the belt,
I mean,
you have the gun, the weapons on the side.
That's what I was worried about because I don't have the weapons.
Save
so.
That for next Halloween.
For next Halloween,
save
I might
that
be
for
her.
Next Halloween. I know for a fact you're gonna kill that costume. You're gonna win Halloween.
Win Halloween.
For real. No competition after that. Yeah.
Sure. So and the Halloween episode, I have some games for you.
Word?
Yeah.
All right, let me hear them.
I got a sign for you.
Let me hear them.
Okay, so this is to detect if you're a psychopath or not. So we're going to do a psychopath test.
All right,
you
cool.
know what I mean?
Do you suspect me of being a psychopath?
I think you're far from psychopath. Yeah. You're like the furthest away from psychopath.
I mean, you wouldn't know.
What?
You wouldn't know.
I think I know.
How? Okay, let's figure out first what a psychopath is and then we'll see.
Because
I feel like you can be a psychopath in different ways.
Oh, I thought you said like I could be a psychopath, and I'm like, yeah. Yes, everyone. We see this blood stain over here, but we're gonna call it an aesthetic and
it
leave
is an
it
aesthetic.
As it is.
It is an aesthetic. We have Jennifer's body. I literally have Jennifer's body sitting right next to me. God
calm
damn.
Calm the fuck down.
No,
calm
you fully embodied
down.
The whole thing. Because I was telling you, don't put the blood. Like, I felt like that's a little bit too much. But
why
you went off.
I?
You went off.
It's fucking Halloween, bro.
You gotta.
You can't do Halloween without blood. You can't do it.
Depends on what outfit you got. You can't do Jennifer's body without
blood. Without blood. Yeah,
you
need
to have some. Mm.
Yeah, I don't want to put it on my jacket though, so that's another thing. So are you a psychopath or not?
All right,
let's
cool.
do this test.
Let me hear
if
the
you
questions.
Guys are listening, if you guys are watching, do the test with us.
Hey, what do you guys think of my look, by the way?
Yeah, he's a spy. He's a sexy spy. That's
I got
what
a whole
said.
Ass suit on. Like, how do I look? Put it down in the comments if you guys are watching.
Yeah, who
on
ate?
TikTok.
Who ate?
Yeah, who ate?
Who ate?
Like, who's killing right now?
Yeah. Who actually ate? Is it me or him?
No, we both eating right now. I'm not even going to lie.
I think I did better.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. All right, let's hear the questions.
Okay.
Then.
A young woman was at her mother's funeral when she ran into a man she did not know. He was incredibly handsome and kind. The woman fell in love with him instantly. She never got his name or number. The next day, she suddenly killed her sister. Why? Riddle me that. You want me to read it again? Or you got this?
I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Yeah.
So is this a way to figure out whether I'm a psychopath?
Yeah.
Okay. So
It's a riddle. Find out.
So she killed her sister the next day.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have the contacts of the guy.
Yeah.
See, I don't even have any clues. I don't know how to even start thinking about the whole situation.
Just let your mind go everywhere and say your first answer.
Who killed her?
Her sister.
Who killed her sister?
Her. A young woman was at her mother's funeral when she ran into a man she did not know. He was incredibly handsome and kind. And the woman fell in love with him instantly. She never got his name or number. The next day, she suddenly killed her sister. Why?
Oh, she suddenly killed her sister. Probably because her sister got the guy's number. Or her sister, or the guy probably thought that her sister was a little bit more attractive. That's the reason why she killed her sister, to get rid of competition.
Mm-hmm. So that's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Final answer? You sure about that? Okay.
Yeah, final answer. She was jealous of her sister and then she killed her because of that.
So a psychopath...
It's a riddle.
A psychopath would look at this question and say, the woman wanted to create another funeral so she could see the man again.
Oh. Nah, see, I wouldn't even have thought that far.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't have thought that far. Mm. But a psychopath would do that.
A psychopath would think that first.
A psychopath would do that in real life as well.
It would practice
so
that.
So a psychopath knows a psychopath.
I mean, there's a lot of psychopaths. Not every psychopath is a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
I mean, not lunatic, meaning like they're not like
murderers, basically.
Or anything like that.
Yeah.
You want to do the next one?
All right. See, now I'm going to channel how to think like a psychopath.
Yeah. Yeah. Try to figure out how a psychopath thinks.
Yeah.
The first one is just a trial.
All right. Let's hear it.
A murderer kills a man and leaves the body in an elevator with several large windows. Yet after leaving him, he stands outside the window and stares at him for considerably a long time. Why?
Because he wants to see what a dead body looks like from afar. Like, he thinks it's art. He wants to know what it's like to see a dead body in a public space.
But he killed him.
Yeah.
In public space. Okay.
Yeah, public space. And he wanted to see that what he did could get a reaction from other people. That's the best that I can come up with. He wanted to see maybe how people would react to it. And he also wanted to see what a dead body looks like from afar in a public scenario, in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I'm far from that because we've already established that I'm not a psychopath. So let me hear the answer.
You're a bit far from that. I already told you this. Yeah. Since the elevator has windows, everyone in the building can see inside. Likely a glass elevator or something like that. That's what we're imagining, right? If there was a dead body in it, most people would likely be staring at it. And the psychopath would know that he would need to blend into it, like the rest of the people. So that's what he was trying to do.
Mm. Okay, he wants people to come around so he can...
No, he was pretending to be like everybody else. So nobody suspects him to be the murderer.
Right. See, fam, I am not a psychopath. I wouldn't even think that far, to be honest.
Nah, it's like... I wouldn't even think that far. These riddles are like...
Yeah.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Your apartment building, this mm-hmm. is the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Your apartment building is right next to another apartment building. So that when you look out your window, you can see into the windows of the other apartment building as well. One night, as you are eating dinner, you look out your window to see a man murdering one of the residents of the other building. The murderer looks at you, and you can clearly see his face. Suddenly, he begins moving his pointed finger up and down at you. What does this mean?
Keep quiet. If you say shit, I'm going to kill you. Or you're next.
But wouldn't that be like... Or like, you're next. Or like...
So he's pointing up and down.
Up and down. At the window.
See.
Like this.
I couldn't even start thinking.
No, guess
I don't even
something.
Know where to start thinking. I would say, like, keep quiet, even though it doesn't make sense, because keep quiet is this.
Uh-huh.
But that's the best that I can actually come up with.
Keep
I have
quiet.
No idea where to even start thinking. Tell me what a psychopath would. So.
Well, many people will be confused by the question. Some who think like a psychopath would immediately recognize what this means.
And what is it?
The murderer was counting floors and windows to determine
Holy
which building,
fuck.
Which apartment it is.
Holy fuck. The way a psychopath's mind works, man, they're always one step
up
ahead.
Up and down.
They're always one step ahead.
Yo.
See, I wouldn't even figure out what he's trying to do.
Isn't that so fucking scary?
Yeah, it is. See, I think maybe you didn't do it the right way because you just pointed up and down. I feel like if you're counting floors, you can you point like 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, but he's like doing this.
Yeah, I would never know, man. I'm getting killed the next day for sure.
The next day, the same night.
The next day, I'm dead. The psychopath going to take care of me. The
fuck? Holy fuck.
No, what's like the most psychopathic situation that you've been in? Would you say? What's like the scariest experience
that I have been in?
That you've been in?
Oh my God, like I'm getting shivers even thinking about it. Like even reading all this Reddit stuff made me fucking freak out today.
Yeah.
No, I can't come up with anything right now though.
No, let me tell you my scariest situation.
Please
then
do.
You can think of yours.
Please do.
Fam, it was when we were in the US for holidays.
Yeah.
You know, we stayed in New York, Bronx.
Look at him. Like big ghetto. Boy,
that
going
ghetto.
To the fucking US. New York.
That was a long time ago. I was like 13, just like I said earlier.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go out, you know, in Ramadan, we have like the midnight prayers where people go to the mosque like super late at night.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're leaving for the mosque basically. And we're just walking past the neighborhood. Everything was looking casual. You couldn't sense any danger from nowhere. Me, myself, like, if I was in a situation like that, I would never know what's about to come. So we're walking by this apartment building. There was a guy sitting on a porch.
Mm.
He was just sitting there. And there were some other guys on the other side of the road playing basketball at a basketball court. So as soon as we turned to that junction and then we saw the guy sitting on the porch, my cousin, who was older, who was basically taking care of us,
mm-hmm.
he recognized, like, this is a bit sketch. Like, would you even suspect that something bad is about to happen if you just saw somebody walking on a porch, like, late at night, and there was other people around? Like, I wouldn't think anything about it. I didn't think anything about it.
Yeah.
It was me, my older cousin, and my younger brother.
Yeah.
So as we were walking by the porch, the guy stood up, and then he came close to us. My cousin
the
had a very expensive watch.
The guy that was sitting by the porch. Okay.
Yeah, my cousin had a very expensive watch on him.
Uh-huh.
So the guy came up close and then he looked at the watch and then he was like, basically, run
Want
that.
Run all of that.
Run that. Yo,
Fucking
for real.
Yeah.
He was like, run that shit. My cousin, yeah? Now, trust me, actually still, I'm pissed at him until today because of what he did after. The moment the guy came up, he saw, he sensed like the whole situation and then this nigga ran.
He did.
This nigga
left you guys.
Yo, he disappeared, bro. He disappeared without even saying like run or anything.
Wait,
like
how
that.
Old were you?
13. My brother was probably 11 at the time. Yo, he dipped.
Well, your cousin, how old was he?
He was he's much older. I would say he was about 19 at that time. 19, 20.
To
he
be
was
fair,
much older.
He's just your cousin.
Fam.
To be fair, I would leave would I leave my cousin?
13-year-old cousin? I was a baby.
Is he your first cousin?
Live there. He lives there. Like he knows what the situation
he knows
is
his
like.
Shit.
He lives there, fam.
Yeah.
Nigga dip without the part that I'm pissed about, is the part that he didn't even say run. He just dipped.
Yeah.
This is the day that I realized I am slow. Like my brain is 2 minutes behind. I am slow as fuck.
That was specific.
Anybody in that situation would have ran.
Dipped.
Right?
Yeah.
The moment my cousin dipped, my younger brother followed.
And you stood there.
I stood there. You know
oh
what I thought?
Oh my God, oh my.
I thought this was some MTV prank show on TV and the cameras were about to pull up.
No, it doesn't feel like it's real though when it
happens
to
you. It didn't feel like
you.
It was real at all. So I was just there staring at the guy. I literally had like a little smile on my face like... like wait, like waiting for somebody to pull out the camera somehow or for him
You're
saying nah
TV
I'm just joking
prank.
Bro
yeah.
like it's calm nigga didn't move a single muscle. He didn't smile. He just kept on staring me right in the eyes.
But you ain't got no watch, do you?
No, I had nothing on me. It was my
was
cousin that he wanted
ransom.
To yeah something like that some match it like that. So I was just standing there looking at the guy waiting for response and then he didn't say nothing. Literally, we had like eye contact for, I would say, at least 5 seconds, just looking at each other.
Yeah.
He didn't move closer to me, but he didn't say nothing. The moment I felt like, okay, this is going a bit long.
Yeah.
Like if it was a prank, he would have said something.
Yeah.
The moment I realized that, that's when my heart started beating like, boom, 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 boom. Like the fact that my cousin and them ran. right? Yeah. That didn't scare me. But the fact, like, when I realized that he was not joking.
You were joking, just alone there with this man.
That's when I started tripping, fam.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I dipped when I saw that it was not a joke, yeah? And then guess what this nigga said? He said, if you run, I'll shoot you. He literally said, if you run, I'll shoot you. But I don't think he had the gun. Like I said earlier, he had some friends on the other side of the road playing on a basketball court. And I think he was trying to signal them to come. Like, we got victims over here. Right? And he said, if you run, I'll shoot you. Fam, that's like, that's when I dipped. That's when I knew, like, this is actually serious.
Oh,
I dipped and then my shoe, it was like new shoes that we just bought at the time. It was like Supranos. Yeah. And I remember I was pushing on my mom the whole time to buy me those shoes. They cost her like about $120. Most expensive shoes that I've bought. Fam, as I was running, one shoe came out. I was like, nah, fuck this shit. I went back and took my shoe under.
Seriously? You were going to get shot for some shoes?
I was
going to
get shot for my J's, man. There's no way in the world.
Wait, J's? Jordans?
No, it wasn't Jordans. It was okay. Supra. Yeah.
You were... I thought, like, you were going to play Cinderella.
Nah, fam.
Leave my shoes there. Let him go around fucking chasing after you. Make sure the shoes fit.
Exactly.
My God.
Yeah, no, I had to come back for my shoe. I came like two steps back, collected my shit, and then ran with like one shoe in my hand.
I had to, bro.
I was pressing my mom for like months to buy me that shoe. She finally did.
Shot.
I know, man. Never mess with a black man's shoes.
I guess so.
We don't fuck with.
Niggas get shot for that shit.
Niggas are gonna get shot for a good pair of Adidas. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's nuts.
That is nuts.
So
man.
you basically was gonna get robbed.
Yeah. Gunpoint. Literally. Gunpoint. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't play around over there in
the
US.
It's mad, actually.
They really don't play around.
It's actually mad. Imagine I was there only for like 2 months and some shit like that happened to me.
Then it must be happening on the regular.
Yeah.
It must be
that's
happening.
That's what I'm saying.
But
people
are
getting
jumped.
That's weird.
Like, because like your cousin should have known that. You know what I mean? Like, he shouldn't
that,
be taking you guys
he
out.
Ran.
He embodied the ghetto.
No, he did.
He knows his streets.
Fight or
so
flight.
So he fucking dipped.
Nigga said flight.
Flight. And actually, give you guys for fucking ransom and fucking flight.
I swear to God. Mm-hmm. No,
but
man.
I don't know. If it's a Chrysler, I don't know what else to do.
I mean,
if you guys are like,
the least he could have done is like fight with the guy. I don't know. The least he could have done is said run.
Yeah,
run,
that's
nigga,
true.
Run.
That's
he didn't
true.
Say that. He just went for Forrest Gump and left me on my
no,
little
wanted,
brother behind.
He wanted to confuse the guy with you guys. Like, don't know what to do. Should he run after you guys or should he take you guys for ransom? That's very scary.
Yeah, it is.
That's a very scary situation, Benji. Yeah.
Have you thought about yours? Like, what's your scariest?
I don't have a scary story because my problem is like anything bad that happens to me, I suppress it deep down where the sunshine doesn't fucking shine. Like when the sun doesn't shine.
Yeah, but you get scared pretty easily though.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Fam, I scared you literally today when you're about to.
That
come,
was today.
Come
and by the way, I was literally telling him like I almost had a heart attack. Like I think I had like a mini heart attack today.
Yeah.
And I was literally telling him that. And this nigga doesn't act any different. Like,
I just had to take my opportunity, man.
What's wrong with you?
If you die by me scaring you, that's a good way to go.
You must think very highly of yourself.
I'm the last face you see, you know what I mean? Like, it's
my God.
Wait, what? You're not trying to see my face before you die? I'm actually offended now.
Be offended, the fuck? Stay offended, matter of fact. The fuck? Jesus. He's not even worried about me dying. He's like, yeah, you need to see my face. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Actually, I forgot we're just colleagues. We're just colleagues. I forgot.
I never thought like I could be more cockier. But here we are.
Yeah, I move levels, different levels every
different
day.
Levels of cockiness.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nah, I'm sorry. My bad. I forgot. I'm going to put myself in the right place. We're just colleagues. We're not even friends no more.
Who said that? Okay.
If I'm
you
not the
that.
Last face you want to see before you die, we're not friends.
What? I don't know. Friendship was like that, by Jay.
Nah,
how about
I'm
I don't
kidding.
Die? How about that?
I mean, you are gonna die at some point. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
You're gonna die.
Whether
too,
you
nigga.
Go first or I go first,
you're gonna go first.
Let's hope not.
I'm taking you with me. I'm going first. That's friendship. If I die, you die. That's real friendship. That's real friendship.
See, we're both toxic in the same way. I want my face to be the last face you see. You want us both to die together?
Yeah. If I die, you die.
We level up. We match.
Purr. Shit. That's not the same though.
It is the same. What's worse? I think you want me to me to die.
When you die, I'm gonna make sure that you see my face only when you die. Let's see. Now find you. Like, I'm gonna find you the next day fucking haunting me.
But what's pettier though? The fact that you want us both to die together? Like, if you die, I die with you, or the fact that I want to be the last person you see before you die. I feel like
that's
you're
more pettier.
No, you're pettier.
No, that's more pettier.
Imagine if
you're not even dying. Sacrificing yourself on me.
No, the thing is, I want you to have a good death.
And that means seeing your face when you die. Wow.
But like, imagine if I had like 20 more years to live and you died, and I have 20 more years to live, but you want me to die at the same time as you. That's petty. Like, if you're gonna go. Bye bye. I'll see you later. It's calm, you know?
If you're gonna go. Have a choice. No, I want to stay, bro. Oh my god, you're just gonna be staring at my coffin like this, like me at the hospital, be like, he's like, you're gonna see this fucking face. Wow.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
You know, growing up, you hear a lot of mad shit. People try to scare you all the time.
Yeah.
What's the scariest stories that you've been told when you were younger? The scariest thing your mom used to tell you, your grandma. I mean, coming from where we come from, they always trying to scare you.
Well, they always trying to scare me of rape. But that's not funny now, is it? It's really not funny now, No, it got serious real quick now, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
it was dark before, but the moment you said rape, like, Halloween became scary the moment you said it.
Yeah, because it's serious.
Yeah,
and it's still like a possibility, so it's fucking scary now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But they, in Ethiopia, we have this thing called Amu.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Amu's like a... I know in Arabic, Amu is like an uncle or something like that, isn't it? But in Ethiopia, in Amharic, like Amu means like a scary creature. Yeah. And it's going to be like, oh, when they try to scare kids, usually they'd be like, oh, Amu's under your bed. Oh, Amu's in the darkness. Amu's there. Amu's that.
Right.
So I never saw Amu, but they be scaring me about Amu all the time. I don't even know how Amu looks, but it sounds very scary for real.
Yeah, what is this Amu? Do they describe it?
No, they don't describe it.
Are they like it's big, it's ugly, it's huge? Like,
no, they just be like, oh, scary Amu. So that's all they say, and you're fucking terrified.
Yeah, shit.
You're actually terrified.
Yeah.
Did you have any stories like that, like your family used to like scare you with?
We had like these folk tales about, basically, what's it called again? Leprechauns. Do you know what a leprechaun is?
No.
Like super short Irish creatures that have gold with them, and they love their gold. Like, don't fuck with their gold.
Okay.
Right. So they tell us that stuff like that, creatures like that, super short creatures, but like Gambian versions, come out late at night. So if you hear like trees moving, or you feel like you saw something, then that's probably what you saw. And
why are they short?
They're short, but they're super strong. That's the whole part. They're leprechauns. That's what they look like. They just are short, like super short.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I know how leprechauns look now.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But
yeah.
You guys have a Gambian leprechaun?
Yeah. That's how it was described. I'm saying it's a leprechaun, but they don't call it a leprechaun. They call it something else. And the story behind these creatures is that they come out at night and they like hiding behind banana trees. And we had like two banana trees in my house.
Yeah.
And they said they like hiding behind banana trees. And the thing about them, if they see you, they want to fight you. And if you guys get into a fight, they're super strong. But if you win, you get a pen. You get a pen. Yeah. And with that pen, you basically can write all your dreams into reality. But if you lose, it basically kills you. And the part that was scary was that they said it's short and it's super strong. So you're going to think that you're going to win, but most likely you're going to lose. So even the possibility that you could win this pen, that's going to give you everything that you want, it was not even enticing, because there's a big possibility that you're going to lose.
So
every time we would stay up like late at night, and we saw the banana tree going a little bit. Everybody dipping, you know, like it was a scary experience.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, if we're supposed to go out, like, go out late at night and then come back home.
Yeah.
Like, that is something that I had, at least in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
But that was, I was really young at that time.
Yeah.
So it's not like I had it when I was 16 or 17. Yeah, that's the scary, that's one of the scary stories.
That's
that
like
I was
a twist in it. You know what I mean? Like, they have a twist. They yeah. have to make them short. Like, they thought about the whole experience.
Yeah.
The whole damaging, they have to hide behind a banana tree, all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, we never had something like that. Nah. They just call you Amu and then you're dead. But my sister used to terrify me all the fucking time.
Really?
And I used to hate her for that.
How?
She will make up games in her head. Like, she has, like, a very wild imagination.
Yeah.
And she has been, like, very into, like, scary movies since she was, like, a little girl.
Yeah.
And poor me, have to go through that. And she experiments everything on me.
Right.
Just to make sure if it's scary or not.
And she's good at telling stories as well.
She's very good at that. And then she will make you fucking believe, like, ridiculous stuff. Mm. Especially when I was little, because, like, she's my bigger sister.
Yeah.
I, you know.
Everything she says goes.
I believe. I believed. So this one time, actually, oh my God, I can't believe she did this. I never noticed that the moon follows you when you're walking. Yeah.
It doesn't follow you, though.
Yeah, I know it doesn't. But try telling that to a fucking child. So my sister, it was like a birthday party. It was something we had, yeah?
Yeah.
And we have this big garden. And it's like at night, it's very scary because there's literally not that much light.
Yeah.
And so we're playing there. We're just having a great time. And of course, my sister has to fucking pull up one of her fucking scary games.
Yeah.
And tell everybody, oh, you know, the moon is following us. I never noticed that. Like, that was my first time ever noticing a fucking something is following me. You know what I mean? I'm a child. Yeah. I never noticed it. So my sister is telling me, like, oh my God, it's following you. Look at it. It's following you. Oh my God, that's so scary. It's following you. Like, made it so dramatic.
She made you, like, run away from make the moon.
Me, I fucking oh ran days. Around the yeah. fuck. Like, I was running so bad and I'm actually terrified. But the other kids were like her age. Some of our friends. Nobody took it as serious as me.
Obviously
cause,
not.
Yeah. Because I never noticed it.
Hmm.
I never noticed it does that. So later on, I actually went to my aunt and told her. I was like, oh my God, the moon is following me, la la. And then she was like, no, the moon just does that.
Yeah.
And then I came the fuck down.
Yeah.
And I came down after that because it was very scary. My sister used to do that to me all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like, there would be like a dark room and she would be like, oh my God, I saw this and that.
She is creative though.
She's
give her that.
She's very creative.
And the thing is, yeah, I think it's a good combination. She's creative and you also believe almost everything you hear. So it's like,
I believe everything I hear?
Like, silly stuff. Most of the time you do, fam. I fool you a lot of times.
What? You're the slow one. What
no, no, no. Like, yeah. sometimes I'm being sarcastic and you don't even get it. I have to tell you now, I'm just kidding. Lots of times. Like, you believe some stuff very easily. I'm not even going to lie.
No way.
Yeah.
No
yes. Way. Yes way.
No way.
Haven't you noticed? We've literally had this discussion before. You think I'm the slow one.
My G, I literally
but
made
I fooled
you.
No, no.
I'm going to show you guys. I made him believe that this was a butt plug. Let me show you.
That was well played. You acted really good that time. It's a light bulb, right?
I made him believe
you acted
this
good.
Was a butt plug. And he literally smelled it and said, oh my God, I think I smell shit. That's what he said.
Nah, fam, because you were lying for a long time. You were like consistently like, it's a butt plug. And you were not smiling. You were not flinching at all. So you made me believe. You made me believe that it was a butt plug. But that was the only time that you ever played me like that. You ain't never played me like that before.
Oh,
that
I
one I'll actually give you. That was successful acting. That was really good acting. That was the only time that you fooled me.
No, I do it all the time.
Oh my God. Let me think of something that I've told you that you believe.
Okay. Do that then.
I hope I can think of something. I actually can't think of anything.
Because there
right
is
now.
Nothing.
Because there's a lot.
Why are you
fam?
Trying to make me
it
sound like the
it
dumb
happens
one?
It happens like at least once every time we hang out that
no
I tell
way.
You something. You're like, really? I'm like, no. And then you feel silly after. All the time. All the time.
No way.
Yeah, I swear.
I don't believe that.
Nah, but going back to you and your sister, it's a good combination.
Stop. It's not a good combination.
It's a good combination for chaos.
I'm suffering.
She's basically Joker and you're just...
She used to terrify me when we were kids. And it was like a giggle thing for her.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I know your sister. She has that sinister side to her.
She has a weird...
She has that little evil side to her. You know what I mean? Yeah, she likes playing with people a little
she
bit.
She does.
She really she does.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
She should do the psychopath test.
Yeah.
I want to hear her answers because she reads a lot of books and stuff like that too. I feel like she will get them quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
does that mean your sister's a psychopath?
No.
Is that the conclusion of today?
I don't think she's a psychopath. I think she just have a little more wild imagination than a normal people would.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not gonna lie, she's creative.
She's very creative.
Not gonna lie.
Remember when she used to take off your socks?
Oh yeah, that was a silly game. Like
she has silly games like that too, though. Like it's always something.
Imagine
like,
just sitting on the couch, you have your feet up, and then somebody just takes your socks off, and then starts laughing
at
you.
She has the impulse,
like, nah.
And then, because here's the thing, people feel so exposed when they're
It's a weird feeling. It's like you just took off my clothes.
You felt like assaulted.
You have no right. Do not touch my socks. Like, I do not. No.
Yeah,
please don't. It's like you're taking off my G-string.
G-string? You're wearing the G-strings now?
Wanna see?
Wilding.
Hey, I'm just kidding. Hey, I'm kidding.
Yeah, obviously. I know All right,
cool.
See, you made me believe that.
It's for them. I'm kidding. Like, I don't wear no G-strings. I got my boxes on.
Prove it.
What do you mean, prove it?
Are
you dead, bro? Boxers, man. Calvin McLean. I'm just kidding. These are cheap.
Oh my god.
157 Edfem Hue boxers. So. you know that store?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Lager
Hue. Yeah. So you can get these boxers. Should I advertise? Should I send the company a message and be like...
You have to advertise us.
Promotion.
Yeah
you got to pay
we
us.
Need
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
We need it.
We're influencers, man.
Niggas are broke. Niggas are broke over here.
No. Say less.
Say actually less.
I think they already know that.
Oh, my God.
Don't look at the watch. You know, look at the fit. You know, and everything and thing we got.
The fit is fitting.
The fit is fitting, but the pocket is not fitting still. That's the only
the
loose part.
The pocket is going to fit.
The arms are tight in that, but the pocket is a bit loose, not going to lie.
It's a bit loose?
Yeah, it's
Keep
a bit
tighter.
Loose. Yeah. Mm. Soon it's going to become fat. Soon.
I want a fat wallet.
Who doesn't, right? Oh, you got confessions. Halloween confessions.
Let's go.
I'm ready.
That's what I was telling you. This is a Reddit confession. It's a true story.
Shit.
It's called Afterlight.
Tough. Let's hear it.
Have you ever wondered what happens after light? Or afterlife? Whatever you call it. I haven't experienced it yet, of course, since I'm writing this. Or have I? I can only recall to what I have seen, what I have heard, and what I have been told. It was the day that my father died. It was caused by a sudden cardiac arrest.
Cardiac arrest.
Mm. When we were out having a stroll in the park, I remember him saying that there is a light. He died in my arms, smiling. He died in my arms, smiling. The next 2 days were just silence. I never said anything to my relatives, to my friends, and to my mother. All I could hear, ringing inside my ear, were his final words. There's a light. What could it possibly mean? That's what I thought. I was intrigued. I was interested. I looked into it more. I experimented the light my father said in his final words. It wasn't the afterlife. Because I experimented. I kidnapped children. I killed children. I asked them, what do they see? but they didn't respond. They're dead.
What? Based on a true story?
Based on a true story.
What the fuck?
Listen, my hands are stained with innocent children, so I stopped hunting. It's insane.
That's crazy.
I started experimenting on adults.
Shit.
No, this, you don't understand the roller coaster this shit took me in when I read it.
Ted Bundy's sister.
No, you don't. It's fucking ridiculous.
God damn.
Okay.
Wild okay. Shit.
Wait, where was I? I kidnapped a lady, a young lady. I opened her stomach. I did horrible things. I asked the same question. What do you see? They never answered. I was so intrigued. My name is Jacob Kreese, 31-year-old. I was to be executed via the electric chair. This will be my first time experiencing the light. So this was written by a policeman.
Sure.
The person who is writing this is an officer of the law. Today, 9:45 a.m. Jacob Christ is his name. With a kill count of 15, has finally been executed via electric chair. His final requests were to write what his final words are.
When he finally got to experience the light himself. Yeah.
But he never said anything.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you're dying from it. You can't say shit.
Yeah, but
when you're dying,
dying
is a painful experience. You can't say shit. I don't think it's because necessarily he was experiencing the light. It's because you're dying. Your life is leaving your body. So you can't say shit, fam. You're preoccupied with the angel taking your life away from you. You can't say shit. I don't really think that's necessarily seeing a light. People talk about seeing the light. I really don't know what that is.
I mean, he said his dad saw the light. And that's not the weird part. The weird part is like he's trying to experiment and telling people like to tell him what they're
seeing.
Yeah,
exactly. Fam.
I read this and I fucking lost my
behavior.
Brain. He's a serial killer. 15 deaths.
15 kids 15 as well. And he started
children.
With kids. Stealing people's lives away from them.
No,
because you want to experience something. Like, I don't care how tight your bond was with your dad. He's gone, man. Just forget about it.
No, it's like...
Right? It's insane. It's insane. It's literally insane.
No, I read this and you understand why I told you, like, I was scared.
Yeah.
Like, I'm reading this kind of stories and I'm freaking out. Like, I'm fucking freaking out. Because how is this a true story? And if so little thing can make a psychopath start murdering people, how fucking safe are we, really?
There, I have good news for you.
Yeah.
At any time in any population, there can only be anywhere between 3% to 5% of psychopaths in the population. So that's a pretty small number.
That's a big amount.
If you take like eight billion people on Earth and 3% are psychopaths, that's like about, I don't know how much that is exactly. It's still a pretty large number.
It's fucking huge.
But you would have to go through a lot of people to actually meet a psychopath.
But
I don't know, man.
Past them on the regular.
The thing is, I just hope, God keeps me far away from any psychopath that has tendencies like that. I just hope I never run across a fucking Jeffrey Dahmer in my lifetime.
Yo, I'm actually very scared that people are going to get dressed up as Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, people been doing that.
That's not okay.
The guy is idolized now. There's people idolized. It's not even unusual because I think it would be the same thing for, I mean, other serial killers as well.
No, I don't think you should dress up as any serial killer.
No, you shouldn't. Why are you glorifying
that?
That's
what I mean. Like, you could dress up like as any character that is like a murderer in a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why do you have to dress up like an actual victim? They have actual victims.
Imagine how the families of...
It's hard. Like, every time they
victims.
Go out on Halloween, it's a horror story for them in real life.
Trauma. And you know the guy that was dancing his life... you know, he is still alive. Like he survived that whole.
Yeah, and every Halloween night, that means he can't get out. He's not safe out.
I'm pretty sure it's worse now because back then people were not doing it. You know what I mean? So I feel
now
like
now after the movie,
like even if he has worked over the trauma, the fact that the movie is out now is gonna bring him back to that experience. I don't know if the movie companies consented to like the family of the victims because they also have trauma that they need to deal with because of that.
I don't think they asked for their permission.
I hope they consented them before they actually put that movie out.
I don't think they would.
Because that would just bring everything back.
What family would say yes to that?
Yeah, fam.
I would never say yes to that.
No.
Because this is like... No. Because this is what it's doing. It's actually going to be the most popular costume for this year. Is to be Jeffrey Dahmer. And it is that. And it's kind of disgusting.
Yeah, you shouldn't dress up as a serial killer, fam. You can dress up like Hannibal Lecter. You can dress up like a fucking sexy spy. I mean,
yeah,
there's
so
many other things that you can choose from.
So many outfits to choose from.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you feel like the only thing you want to put on is Jeffrey Dahmer, like, come on, bro. That guy was a cannibal for fuck's sake.
He killed people.
He was out here killing brothers.
Yeah. They also used to dress up as, what is it? The Zodiac Killer.
Who?
There's another serial killer that's called the Zodiac Killer.
Okay, him I've never heard about.
He also had hell of things. Like, hell of murders. And people, yeah. Anyways.
I just hope, because 3% is actually a quite large number, I just hope that no matter how bad the people I run into are, I just hope that I don't run into somebody who has the tendencies to do that.
I know,
they're psychopaths. I'm pretty sure we have run. actually, let's talk about that.
I think that must be
let's talk about that. You have actually dated a psychopath.
Psychopaths.
Now we know what your type is. Hey, if you're a psychopath, just hit her up.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
We know what your type is.
Because
one of your exes, yeah, he literally put himself in the hospital because you were going to break up with him to make you stay with him. I don't know if that's necessarily psychopathic, but it's sure as fuck is toxic as hell.
No,
He was using guilt to keep you in the relationship. And that is not okay. You can never guilt somebody to being in a relationship with you.
No, when he was in his literal deathbed, because he took a bunch of pills, his words to me were like...
Ah, where will I find love like that? Where will I find somebody like that I love so much that I would pretend to kill myself?
He didn't even pretend. He actually took the pills.
So he was fully ready to take his life away from you.
I think he thought this was a Bollywood movie type of shit.
He thought it was Romeo and Juliet.
This is Bollywood type of shit for real. Because I think he didn't think that he was going to die. I think he thought that this was like a fucking movie.
Yeah, like a fucking movie.
Because it's not making sense.
Or maybe he knew exactly how much it was going to take for him to survive. And he didn't overdo it.
It was this close for him to die.
God damn, I'm not fucking lying. God damn, bro.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's my scary
threatening
story.
Threatening somebody to be in a relationship with you by almost taking your own life by overdosing on purpose.
Overdosing.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, yeah. Call it toxic, but I think that's a bit sexy, you know?
You want that to happen to you,
I want somebody to do that
and
for
I'm
me.
The narcissistic one? I'm the narcissistic one, right? What?
Look, I guess it's out there. We're all toxic in our own ways.
I think we're more a little narcissy.
We definitely are. Because that idea is a little bit enticing. You've had it happen to you. Now I hope it happens to me. What girl is ready?
Stop! Don't say that! You can't say that, Omar. Why are you even laughing right now?
Yo, it's hella romantic.
No, it's not, babes.
It's like, babes, you love me so much. I'm about to leave you. You trying to take your own life? I'm gonna stay in the relationship.
You would stay?
Yeah, fam. We would have. Imagine you almost died the sex after that. You almost died for me, and now you got me back. The sex after that would be lit.
Okay, so that's what she has to do every time that you're gonna leave. Just fucking suicidal.
Every time you wanna spice up the relationship a little bit,
take a little bit of suicide. Oh my god, let's not joke about suicide. Can we stop? Stop it right here. Stop. 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 Stop.
We're not joking about suicide though. We're just talking about. Yeah. Nah. But that was wild that it actually happened to you. You know.
I think we should not men that grew up with watching Bollywood movies. Very scary. Very scary situation.
Yeah, because Bollywood movies, like, they're dramatic.
The romance is like,
it's really romancing.
It's romancing.
It's really romancing.
They're willing to kill themselves.
Come up with scripts like that. I don't know, man. Now, Bollywood movies are definitely.
No,
they are different level.
Don't let your child grow up on fucking Bollywood movies.
Nah, you can't say that. There's good movies, man.
No, old Bollywood movies, they're literally like that. They're like, oh my God, my heart is gonna fucking explode if this woman leaves me. Oh my God. It's not
love,
that deep.
Love like that it's does never not that deep. Exist.
It's never that deep. See, it's literally it never actually that deep. Is not,
it makes me wonder, like, because they act it out, it means there has to be a certain truth to it. You know what I mean?
No, it's
like,
not.
Like, fam, think about it like this, yeah. Nigerian movies, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a lot of they have a lot of over dramatic shit. They also have like a lot of black magic movies.
I have seen black Spider-Man. Magic stuff.
Okay, that's definitely unrealistic.
Spider-Man.
Definitely unrealistic.
That's sick.
But most of their movies, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I could say a big part of their, like, Nollywood is like movies about like black magic, like witches and curses and stepmothers poisoning their stepdaughters, like shit like that. Mm. That's what you see most of the time.
Yeah.
And if you actually look at the situation down there, stories like that are very often where people are doing black magic on each other and stepmothers are poisoning kids.
Yeah.
That's something that actually happens. So there's a truth to it. That's why it exists in their media. That's the same thing that I'm thinking about the Indian movies as well. Because they have like these dramatic love stories, I'm pretty sure it's something that they probably experience in their own culture as well. That's why they are so good at making movies about it. You feel me?
That's just what I think about it. They feel love more than anybody else on this earth. I feel like love is love and it's never that deep.
It actually never is that deep.
It's actually never that deep. Taking suicide? For a guy? For a guy? What?
It really is entertaining though. We used to watch, man. We used to watch like stuff like that. The series. Oh my God. The way they edit their series, they always leave it with a cliffhanger.
I mean, that's every series, is it not?
No, but their cliffhangers is different because it's always, let's say the last scene ends with the stepmother slapping the stepdaughter. They would repeat the slap 5 times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
and
God.
And they put the sound effects like, they repeat.
Have you seen, they made like a gif, like a what is it called? A little play out of it, like a fucking joke out of it. There was like a lady, he slapped very hard. And she's like, oh, you slapped me. And he's like, would you marry me? Haven't you seen that?
Oh, yeah, that's a Nigerian movie.
Oh, you were talking about Indian series?
I was talking about Indian series.
I thought you were talking about Nigerian series.
No, I was talking about Indian series.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but Nigerians got shit like that.
Why are you running?
Yeah. We've had some classics. We've had some classics from Nigerian movies and Indian movies for sure.
Keep them coming.
Now, we're not here to diss Hollywood or Nollywood. Like, we really appreciate the type of movies that we
watch. I think they need to level down a little bit. It's never that deep. Don't give people that much hope, bro.
Mm-mm.
Like, he was ready to
kill himself.
Yeah. It sounds fucking weird even trying to say it. Like, he was ready.
Ready to off himself.
He literally did it. The only reason he survived is because I called the ambulance. And that's literally the only reason.
Okay. See, love is never that deep, fam.
It's never fucking that deep. Fam, you survived.
No, it's not. Yeah. No. Love is never that deep.
Yeah.
All right, I got some would you rather for you guys.
Yeah, let's wrap
would you rather,
this up
would you
with,
rather,
with
would you rather.
We love wood with you rathers.
That's right. The fuck was that?
I don't know. I can't. My tongue was like tied.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather face a zombie apocalypse or an invasion of 10-foot spiders?
That's an apocalypse too. That's a
spider apocalypse.
A spider apocalypse, yeah. That's an apocalypse too. No, oh, I already know rather? If a zombie apocalypse happened, I'm taking suicide. I'm gonna be like my ex. I'm gonna be like my ex. But I'm actually gonna die. No, I'm gonna die first.
You're gonna dip.
I'm gonna die first.
So you would rather
actual challenge.
So you would rather be in a 10-foot spider apocalypse instead?
Nah, my G, I'm taking suicide with that shit too. I'm taking suicide on both. Imagine surviving that. You want to survive a zombie apocalypse?
I don't want to live a zombie apocalypse.
But
that's the thing.
Do you want to survive it? That's the question. I don't think you do, man. I don't think...
Yeah, you're going to need a whole lot of therapy for that.
No,
nah,
you don't got therapy. Like, the therapist is a fucking zombie, bro. The therapist is a zombie.
The therapist is the one trying to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. No, all this, I don't understand it because life is not that great. Why am I? No, but seriously? No, I mean it though. Think about it.
Yeah.
Life is literally not that great.
Are you okay? It sounds like you're done with life. It sounds like you're contemplating everything.
The government takes off your money.
No, you know what I saw? You know what I saw on TikTok?
Yeah.
It was a post that they took from Twitter.
Yeah.
And the guy basically wrote, so basically every day,
yeah,
I wake up.
Uh-huh.
I do task.
Yeah.
I sleep.
Uh-huh.
To wake up again and do the same thing.
Do the same thing. You're a slave to this
world. Everything that you're doing is a task.
Yeah.
You need to do it to survive.
Yeah. Somebody decided to have sex. And now you're here paying taxes. Make it make sense. Make it actually make sense.
You're actually done with everything.
No, but it makes... And why would you... Like, I barely want to live during this situation. Barely. And now you want to throw You want to throw zombies at me on top of all this shit going on? I can't deal.
As if life wasn't already inconvenient.
It's so convenient.
Like, it's not worth it. It's really not that worth it. It's really not that deep.
That's not that deep. Yeah.
No.
No, off I hear myself. You still. ASAP.
I hear you still.
ASAP.
I hear you still.
Nah, I don't think, like, I hope I'm brave enough to take my life because that's all I want at that point. That's all I want. It's all I want is somebody to be just brave enough to take all my life.
Or just let a zombie kill you.
No, but then, nah. I'm not. That's trauma. See, I'm not gonna throw myself at a zombie. I'm not that brave. It's gonna be taking me a lot to just take those pills right here.
Yeah. Mm. Nah, but you wouldn't want to survive at all.
I don't want to survive that shit, bro. Imagine surviving that.
No, the saddest part.
You won't ever be happy. You understand that? Like, even like the zombies, if all the zombies are gone, you're still not gonna be happy.
No, you still fuck. The sad part would be if you lose like literally. Everybody you know.
Yeah.
Like you have nobody left.
But that's how it's gonna be. It's an apocalypse, man.
Okay, but let's say you had the people that you knew, right? Your people close to you and you guys survived that shit together.
Nah, they're good. They're safe. You guys do your thing, I'm out.
Damn, bro.
I'm out. I'm not trying to survive that. Nah. Every time I turn around, I'm gonna be worried that there's a zombie behind me fucking drooling to eat me.
You're gonna be living in fear like the whole time. Imagine something like that happens. You're literally in fear the whole freaking time, man.
I'm just scared that I won't be strong enough to take out my life. That's all I'm scared of at that point.
Just get a gun.
Yeah.
That's like 2 seconds. I feel like you could do that.
I can't do that.
A gun.
No, I think it goes so quick. I just want to be brave enough to do it.
To do it.
Yeah. Let's do a pact. You and me, we take out each other.
Do all
the zombie
the...
apocalypse happens. We take out each other, bro.
Take out each other's life. But yeah. How's that gonna work? Okay, if we both point a gun at the same time, then count 3, 2, 1, then go. Psh, that would make sense because if you shoot me first, I'm dead. I can shoot you back.
I know the milliseconds is gonna make you like, yeah, it's gonna be like a millisecond difference, and then you're gonna shoot me in my leg and not in my fucking face. Now I'm in pain and still alive with the zombie apocalypse shit. I'm still gonna be angry, and I still can't do it. I can't do it myself. Can't do it myself, bro. So, oh, I hate the situation. I hate it. I'm there. I'm actually there right now.
So basically, you would rather do neither. You would just. You don't want to be in a zombie apocalypse or a 10-foot spider apocalypse. You don't want to do either.
I'm out.
Either ways, you're out.
I'm out.
Taking your whole life.
Take me out. Take me out,
bro.
Oh,
my God.
But if I have to choose, I would have to choose the spiders.
10-foot spiders.
I'm do you even know
how? I don't even know how big that is, but that is fucking big.
Do you know humans and spiders are fucking have scary?
Look, the thing is, yeah.
Yeah.
The spider would wrap you in a spider web and suck your blood out of you.
Yeah.
Suck your blood
what
out
you
of you.
What you think
that's
the zombies
slow.
Are gonna do?
That's
they're gonna
slow.
Eat your brain when you're still alive. And no, there's a bunch of them. I would buy the one big ass
okay,
spider
the
eat me,
the
bro.
The,
real quick.
The zombie would eat you alive because yeah. obviously they're not like lions. They're not gonna kill you. They would eat you alive.
Yeah.
But the spider is also taking your blood, and I don't know how fast they take your blood out of you, but it must be excruciating still.
But mentally, I feel like I can outsmart a spider, but I cannot outsmart a zombie.
10-foot spiders everywhere.
I rather everywhere. That, man. Like, I feel like I'm so scared of humans.
Yeah.
And make them more scary, ready to eat me? Every time I go out, that's... No, I can't. Which one would you choose?
I feel like you should watch this movie to make up your mind. There's a spider movie that I watched way back when I was probably like 11, 12.
I think
12.
I saw it too.
Yeah, with the big spiders. That's kind of like the situation yeah. that we're talking about. I'm going to look up the movie, then I'm going to show it to you so you can see what... I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I'm imagining
that shit
in
is hella scary, fam. That movie was trauma for me.
But zombies.
Fam,
zombies.
I would live with zombies because I want to be a zombie killer.
Oh, so you're not going to do the spec
nah,
with me?
Nah, fam. I'm not going to do the spec with you. Like, I'm going to be smashing zombies' brains. I want to feel like a superhero.
you're going to
you
get eight.
Zombie movies and shit like that.
You're going to get eight.
Let's hope I don't. I got the skills, man.
And then what? You kill them and then what?
And then I live to tell the story.
To who?
At least
zombie?
Somebody survives. We're hoping somebody survives. If I survive on a zombie apocalypse, if nobody's alive, if I'm the last man on earth,
yeah,
then what's,
like real,
what's
Will,
the
Will,
point?
Why, what's his name? Will Smith's
Will Smith.
Situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was,
okay, would you want to be the last person on earth?
That's what I'm telling you. I'd rather take my life. Like, I would do the thing real out.
Why though? Why though? Let's say you had everything you want.
You're going to go psycho.
You had everything you want, and there's like virtual reality around, and it feels like you
it's
have people around. I know it's not the same.
It's not the same.
But would you take your own life? Like, would you not be able to live it out?
I feel like any human would rather take their life or be like mentally not okay. They're not there anymore.
They would be psycho.
Yeah, they will be psycho because we are actually like
social
animals. Local.
Social
animals.
Social
beings.
Yeah.
So without other humans, we can't survive. Yeah.
But I'm saying if you didn't need other humans and you could provide food for yourself and you could take care of yourself, you can go anywhere you want to go, you could still see animals.
But what's the point?
You could have a pet. You could
That's
have a pet.
But like, okay, but that, what's the point? What's the actual
yeah,
point?
I mean, human connection is
point?
Very important.
Yeah.
I think we underestimate like how
that.
Important it is, but
yeah.
it really is.
We're
just living for each other. So yeah. be kind to each other, guys. Because that's the only reason why we're here, to affect each other in positive ways. Because at the end of the day, if nobody was here, you wouldn't have no motivation to get up and do anything. We are living for each other. So take care of yourself and take care of the people around you.
We are living for each other.
Yeah, we are,
yeah,
actually.
That's deep.
That is deep.
That is very deep.
God damn.
Wow.
Deep episode. Nah, for real, like, take care of each other. Take care of yourselves, which is the most important part. Because if you don't take care of yourself... then you're
you
not going to be able to even
else, yeah.
see that people around you need help, you know?
Okay. Which one would you choose? Spider or zombie? Huge spider.
Not going to allow you to choose a zombie, just so I can blow heads off.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
Insane. Ridiculous.
I would search for my enemies.
Why can't you do that with spiders? You think you can win? I mean, they're actually dumb, yeah.
Does
zombies
that mean I'm psychopathic? Because I want to kill people who are not people.
I think you just watch too much zombie movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Think that you can
I've glorified killing zombies with a bat.
Yeah. Wait, have you seen what is this zombie series that is very famous in so many episodes?
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Yeah. That is a show.
That is a show.
That's a fucking show.
I haven't watched it though. I've watched one episode here and there, but I haven't watched everything.
Yo, you need to watch it. That's a show.
Have you watched everything?
No, I haven't watched everything, yeah. But I have like watched most of it.
Yeah.
And once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah.
And watch it. Watch it.
The reason why I can't watch it is because it gives me mini heart attack every single time.
It's that scary, exactly.
That's scary. That's I don't want the characters to die, but the real. Characters die sometimes. And you don't know what episode they're going to drop
same,
a character
it's
off.
It's the same as Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
They're killing everybody. They don't give a fuck about your favorite character. They don't give a fuck
See,
about your favorite
I couldn't deal with that. That's why I haven't watched Game of Thrones either.
But that's
I couldn't deal
real
with
life.
That.
That's how zombies are in real life. So watching that movie, nah. I'm not picking the zombies, bro. There's no way. The way they terrify you, it's insane. Yeah.
A spider... You know, even like little tiny spiders, do you know how poisonous those shit are?
I mean, not in Sweden, they're not poisonous. It's like more
no, but there's this spider called the Black Widow Spider. Black Widow Spider, they're super tiny.
Did I say Amsterdam? The fuck? What is it?
Australia.
Australia.
Yeah. Like, these spiders called Black Widow Spiders, poisonous.
The one with hair?
As fuck. The red back. The one with the red back. It's red and black.
Oh, you can become Spider-Man.
yeah, I couldn't. If I had the choice, yeah, I want to be Spider-Man. But yeah, that's not the point. Those spiders are tiny as fuck.
Yeah.
And they're so poisonous. So imagine those spiders, same size, and they were big. And you know spiders have like hunting techniques.
Yep.
They could jump at you, they can do anything.
I think
if they're
they
that big,
feel,
they would even have superpowers.
They can feel vibration.
That part.
That's what they
that's
do.
Scary
they
from. I wouldn't want to.
They can't see well.
Yeah.
But they can feel vibration.
You see, and I'm pretty sure they have some other senses where they can figure out where you are.
Yeah.
Like even in a dark room, they probably might be able to see you.
Yeah.
Zombies are stupid. A zombie is not going to be able to do that. They just like, all the time.
But there are so many humans around. Imagine all of them turn into fucking zombies.
There's more spiders on this earth
than
there are humans.
Probably.
There is. That's actually scientific fact.
But then I will have humans to blow the motherfuckers up. You know what I mean? We still have nuclear bomb shit. Use it. Fucking use it. Use it.
Let's
use it now. Actually, let's fucking use that.
Yeah.
But if all of them are zombies, then
who's
I'm out.
Who?
I don't know the codes.
Yeah.
I ain't got shit. I'm going to die. And yeah. it's gonna be sad. But I would have to go. I would have to leave this earth.
I think there's a part that you're missing out, though. Not everybody is a zombie.
But most people will be.
Let's say 50% of zombies.
If it's a pandemic, it's already done, my G. You're already done. It's done.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Only,
it up.
Only the elite are actually going to survive a pandemic
like
that.
The richest.
Only the richest. That actually makes me sad, you know? Like sometimes I'm not
going to
lie.
One more reason.
Like, I came to the gym, yeah? I just came from the gym. Then I was just thinking. I was just looking around, right? And then for some reason, I just became sentimental all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
And then I asked myself a question. I was like, if something was supposed to go down right now, like a big world crisis, and people had no morals no more, everybody's just trying to survive.
Yeah.
Like a lot of us wouldn't survive. We don't have the facilities or the capabilities to protect ourselves or to protect the people that we love.
No.
And that made me sad when I came up with that, when I came up with that thought. Like only the richest of the rich would survive a situation like that. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the motivating factors to why I want to be rich. If there was supposed to be like a pandemic or like a huge global something going on, I want to know that I could protect myself and protect my family. Because money is actually, it's not just freedom, it's also security in so many different ways.
That's what I don't understand when people are like, oh, money won't buy you happiness.
It would sure buy you something that's more important than happiness. That's how you feel. That's your philosophy about life. Keep it to yourself.
I mean,
because I know money would make me happy.
Period. It's about self. Yeah, it's about what makes you happy. You're an individual.
Exactly.
Callum.
Exactly. So if you have different values, if you don't value money that much, my brother.
That's on you.
Not what I'm problem. It's not my problem.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Sounds like a self problem.
Exactly. Oh, okay. I got one. Would you rather be locked in a room full of snakes or rats?
Rats.
Wow, you were quick to make that decision.
I have a snake phobia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rats carry all sorts of diseases, fam.
We're good.
They carry everything. Yeah. Ebola, I've seen the Black Plague, everything that you can think about. Those shit, don't, those little motherfuckers, they're dangerous and they're everywhere as well.
Mm-mm. So you, nah, nah. Give me all the rats on the fucking earth instead of one snake.
Really?
Nah.
Yeah, you were quick to make that decision.
Panic attacks, bro. What about you? Shut up. Sorry, you guys.
If it was like not poisonous snakes, then I would rather be in a...
Snake?
If it was like not poisonous, I would rather be with them. Because I don't know what the rats
are
carrying.
Do you know how they move in, on your body?
It's just because I'm scared because I don't know what the rats are packing from. They could be packing anything. And I don't want to be in contact with that. I don't want to start the next pandemic. That's the only reason why.
Okay, both of them have nothing.
They've both of them checked. Have nothing?
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, then I would rather be with... No, rats are just nasty.
Are you kidding me?
No, rats actually
snakes
be just nasty.
Snakes are the
they
most disgusting
shit.
Thing ever.
Rats eat shit. They eat shit. Literally. Snakes, they eat meat. They're just like me. We're brothers. Okay, snakes are cleaner. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Rats are just nasty. From they
I've never seen a fucking snake killing cleaning himself.
No, but
I've seen
clean.
A rat showering.
Yeah, but that motherfucker's still dirty. You just can't take the dirt.
I
out
mean,
of them.
Both of them live in the same area, no? They're both on the ground.
No,
I don't get it.
I think I'm discriminating the rats' diet. Rats eat shit. They eat everything. They eat cockroaches. They eat shit. And the crazy part is that, you know, in my country, I know I've just talked a whole lot of shit about rats, but in my country, we eat rats. Yeah.
Did you eat a rat?
Yeah.
Did you eat a snake?
No.
Did
yeah,
you eat a rabbit?
By accident. I ate a snake
what?
By accident.
What
San
do you mean
Francis-
by accident? How the
San
fuck
Francisco,
you eat a
we ordered a meal. It was supposed to be noodles with something, and the meat came out. The meat was white, and it was slimy. Then we looked at the menu. Turns out it was snake. My mom made us spit that shit out ASAP. It wasn't what we expected.
They just have snake in the fucking menu like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, just like that.
Without no warning?
Just like
nothing.
That. It was a Chinese restaurant. We didn't know it was on the menu. We just ordered that shit. And then
don't
we had snake.
Chinese
we had snake on our plate.
Yo, what did you say you ordered?
It was some sort of noodle with some sort of meat. We couldn't
slimy.
Read them. Slimy, fam. White meat.
Sounds disgusting.
It was. It didn't taste good.
But you also ate rat, so at this point,
the rat one, yeah. The rat.
It's in your diet now.
Even though I just talk shit about them, it's not like house rats, it's like bush rats. It's like big bush rats.
Yeah.
They probably are about the same size as a chicken.
Yo,
so they
we used
have
to have
them
on
them.
My roof. Back in
I would have loved
to
be
the motherfuckers in the roof.
I would have loved to be there because we hunt that shit. We hunt them. And then make pepper soup out
you
of
guys
them.
Don't have cows?
And they taste really good. No, don't attack.
Kidding.
Don't attack. Don't
I'm
attack
kidding.
Like that.
No, I don't actually... want to do Gambia like that. I'm just trying to do him like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually tastes good as well. And apparently there's some medicinal values to it. There's medicinal. It's a medicine food. Like some people trap it and they sell it to the hospitals to give it to patients that have high blood pressure. Because apparently the meat is healthy and it helps dealing with high blood pressure.
Fact check that. Let's fact check that.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Quick. I don't know how true that is. But
yeah.
I mean, if they're selling it to the hospitals and the hospitals are buying it, I'm pretty sure they have to be responsible
be
enough
so
to take a look at it.
I would be so pissed if a fucking hospital fed me rat.
See, that's the thing. You wouldn't know.
So
from, you would be licking.
Finger licking.
You would be
good.
Licking your finger. That's how tasty it is. Like, I'm not even going to lie, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think I want people to know this. I'm not even going to lie, yeah? If you put the rat dish on a plate, and you do it well done, and you put chicken on the other side, I would choose the right meat.
I thought you guys were rich. What happened? You out here
it's
eating
tasty.
Rat.
It's delicious. That's it's delicious, fam.
God
but
damn.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I was poor I and I still yeah. didn't eat rat.
It's like bush
really
rats,
didn't.
Though. It's like bush rats. It's not like house rats, like little mouse. It's like big. I should taste good. Yeah, I know. Looking like the way I look, you wouldn't think I eat rats.
He said
but
rat
yeah,
versus chicken, you know?
Yeah.
Madness.
I know, it is madness.
You're sick.
Actually, cut this whole part out.
I'm not cutting shit out. You let the whole world know. Just gonna stay in it. Episode 8, Omar eats rats.
No, but I stopped. I haven't had it for like 6 years now. Basically,
you just
since
said
I came
if I
to Sweden.
Offer you right now, you're going to take the rat.
Yeah, well.
I then
I stand
say
by
less,
it.
Say less. Own up to your shit then.
No, but like, look it up. Look it up.
You're
I don't know.
Rat eating ass nigga. Rat eating ass nigga, that's you.
Yeah, look it up though. I think
we can look it up.
It has medicinal benefits.
Mm.
It has to. Okay, that's the reason why I do it, because they say it has medicinal benefits.
Yeah, let's say that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move with that. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this one. Appreciate all the love we've been getting so far.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing up on TikTok.
We're not even blowing up.
We only have like 2,000 followers.
Don't let them know that.
We appreciate all the love. Keep it coming. And hope you guys enjoyed this episode as well.
Hope you guys subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. We would like to connect with you guys, hear you guys' opinion, all that good stuff.
We'll see you guys next week. Stay tuned. All right, guys. Peace.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.